This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Preparations are in full swing in Jammu and Kashmir and Haryana for counting of votes on Tuesday for the assembly elections. Robust security arrangements are being put in place at all counting centres across Haryana and Jammu and Kashmir for a smooth conduct of counting. In Haryana, a voter turnout of around 67% has been recorded in the assembly polls. Single-phase polling for all 90 constituencies in the state was held yesterday. In Jammu and Kashmir, voting took place in three phases on 18th and 25th of September and 1st of this month. The overall voter turnout across all three phases was recorded at 63.88%. The assembly election was significant for the Union Territory as it was the first since the abrogation of Article 370. The celebration of the 92nd anniversary of the Indian Air Force began at Chennai with a majestic display of 72 fighter jets and helicopters. The show, which is held after 21 years, has attracted lakhs of spectators to the sands of Marina. Indian Air Force fighters Chetak, Rafale, Dakota, Harvard, MIG, Jaguar are displaying their might in a flamboyant way with the formations named as Pandyan, Sarang, Mahabali, Suryakiran, Pallav, Kaveri, Kanchi, Nilgiris, Kartikeya, Dhanush and Marina. Tamil Nadu Chief Minister M.K. Stalin, Deputy Chief Minister Udayanidhi Stalin, state ministers and top officials of the defence forces are present on the occasion. In Maharashtra, at least seven members of a family, including three minors, were killed after a fire broke out at a single-storey building in Chembur area of Mumbai. The mishap occurred early this morning when a shop at the ground floor of the building caught fire due to faulty electrical wiring and later spread to other parts of the building. Further investigation is underway. President of Maldives, Dr. Mohamed Muizu, will arrive in New Delhi today on a five-day state visit to India. During the visit, the Maldives president will meet President Draupadi Murmu. He will also hold discussions with Prime Minister Narendra Modi on bilateral, regional and international issues of mutual interest. During his stay, Dr. Muizu will also visit Bengaluru and Mumbai, where he will attend business engagements. Over 20 people were killed in Israeli strikes in Lebanon yesterday. Expanding its strikes, Israel bombarded a Palestinian refugee camp deep in the north Lebanon as it targeted both Hezbollah and Hamas fighters for the first time. Thousands of people in Lebanon, including Palestinian refugees, continued to flee amid widening conflict in the region. As per the media reports, after Israel's Friday strikes, Hashim Safiuddin, the presumed successor to the slain Hezbollah leader Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah, has been out of contact. As per the reports, he was killed in an airstrike targeting him and other high-ranking members of the militant group who were gathered in an underground bunker in southern Beirut. Meanwhile, rallies were held yesterday around the world marking the approaching anniversary of the start of the war in Gaza. The NIA has carried out searches in multiple raids in connection with an ongoing investigation into a terror financing case involving Jaish-e-Mohammed. The raids were conducted yesterday across five states and union territories, including Jammu and Kashmir, Maharashtra, Uttar Pradesh, Assam and Delhi, covering 26 locations. During the searches, NIA team seized several incriminating documents, electronic devices, pamphlets and magazines. The suspects were engaged in radicalizing individuals and recruiting them into the Jamaat outfit inspired by Jaish-e-Mohammed. World Cerebral Palsy Day is being observed today to raise awareness about the condition and promote inclusivity. The day aims to challenge stereotypes and work towards creating an inclusive society where individuals with cerebral palsy are respected for their identities and talents. In the Women's T20 Cricket World Cup, India will lock on with the arch-rivals Pakistan in Dubai today. The match will start at 3:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. A win would have Harmanpreet Kaur's team their first points and some breathing room, having lost their opening match against New Zealand on Friday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.